PFT Media.
Where did that come from? Happy New Year, you bastards! It's the Devils in the Details, Pedro Lima, Dan Ferrella, the Queen of the Mongols, Clara Sinclair. Yeah. We're gonna start 2019 with a bang, baby! Don't sing it, Freddie.
Here we are!
Maybe.
Happy New Year, darlings.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
2019.
Do you know what they call it in Scotland? Hogsminy.
Hogsminy? Why is
Hogsminy.
That? Is that why is that called that?
It's when the small pigs come out.
Oh, there you go. I had no idea.
Hogsminy.
I used to have a Scottish roommate, and she would always like
Hogmanay ball.
You go and celebrate Hogsminy in Scotland. What they call news.
Was that William Wallace's like secret language? You know how the like the gypsy talk,
right?
Like from Snatch.
Hey, Pikey. It's called Pikey.
Pikey talk. It's the first episode of 2019. Everybody in the beautiful Super Crespo Diesel Studios.
Yes.
New posters here, Crespo?
And that piece of art that we put up there, the Crespo Diesel five-year piece that we had commissioned.
It's a combination of Red Dead Redemption and Grand Theft Auto 5.
Mm. Yeah, well, it's really the good, the bad, and the ugly, but same difference. That's what Red Dead Redemption is taking their influence from. But yeah, I had that commission. Drew
got
had
the
a
guest
frame.
Spot there, the new guest sign.
Oh, that's for the Crespo Diesel guest. Yeah, you put their names up there, light box. It's very difficult to photograph direct light sources. It appears, who would have thunk it?
Ah.
So yeah, those are the newest additions to the studio.
Look at that. We're burning through material, so just bear with us while we go through this.
Some of that sounded like definitely business off mic talk.
For sure. We're talking about Eddie the Eagle.
No, that was for...
That's, of course,
the movie Eddie the Eagle.
And if you don't know who Eddie the Eagle is, I demand that you go on Google right now and you find out who Eddie the Eagle was, because he is a British legend.
It's the sequel to that Michael Keaton film, right?
It's white people's
Birdman?
Cool running.
Birdman.
It's white people's cool
it was
running.
It was the same Olympics.
The same Olympics too.
Was it the same? No.
Yeah, it was.
It was in
Legit.
Calgary.
Yeah.
It was the underdog Olympics, baby. Everyone was in it. First time for everything.
Timeout.
Okay.
So Eddie the Eagle. Let me just do a little recap. This guy was a skier, sucked as a skier, didn't qualify.
He didn't suck as a skier. He wasn't actually too bad.
He was just diminutive.
Not good enough to make it. So then he found a little loophole to go to the Olympics as a long jumper, whatever it is.
Right.
A ski jumper.
Ski jumper, mm-hmm. Thank you.
Because they didn't have any.
So no. All he had to do is just jump maybe 20 feet and you could represent your country.
Nice.
And someone just did that at the last Winter Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
They did the bare minimum to get all the way through to qualify for whatever small country they were from.
You make it in the Olympics, babe.
So with the help of Wolverine, he makes it to the Olympics.
I forgot Wolverine.
And then Wolverine apparently is... This is the way I saw this movie is it's the white people's cool running. Because you have Wolverine and then you have John Candy.
Right.
And then John Candy was banished because of his attitude. And Wolverine was banished because of his attitude.
Because of his claws.
I don't want to burst your bubble, but he wasn't a real person.
Neither was John Candy.
John Candy wasn't real either.
Neither was the John Candy character.
Really?
No, they were both made up.
Oh, you mean the character, not John Candy himself.
Well, John Candy is always with us.
Okay, so they brought these two fictional characters, but it had the same thing.
Yeah,
they were fictional coaches.
They were going to banish the Jamaicans, and they were going to banish this guy with poor vision.
Right.
and Wolverine and John Candy go, break into the place.
Right.
And they're like, don't be fairness.
Inspiring speech.
Inspiring speech, blah, blah, blah. They make it, and all of a sudden, everybody loves the Jamaicans and Eddie the Eagle. Did they meet in Calgary? Is there a picture?
I want a movie about that.
Yeah. Eddie the Eagle and the Jamaicans.
Where they have lunch together.
Yes.
That would be quite a funny comedy, though, if you literally did like the organizers of that particular Olympic game, that Winter Olympic Games, and just did a comedy about all of these people having to deal with like the Jamaicans and Eddie the Eagle.
That's so crazy that Eddie the Eagle happened doing Cool Runnings.
During Cool Runnings.
Yeah.
They should have cameoed in each other's films.
Yes.
They really should have.
You gotta imagine.
They do actually.
They all had t-shirts. Running had t-shirts.
They do mention the Jamaican bobsleighing team in the film. Good. You probably didn't catch it.
It's a Disney movie. It was a Disney movie. That's why they mentioned it.
No, like when the Eddie the Eagle, like during like the film, they do mention like the Jamaican bobsled team there as well.
Cross promotion.
Some people say, you know, you can't believe
you can't.
Jamaica. They got a bobsled team.
You got the Wanderies.
And the one Junior.
You, Brenna.
And Sanka.
You dead man?
Yeah, man.
It's a good movie.
Where's my egg? But that movie choked me up. It, and the part, like,
so sweet.
When he comes from the, and the parents are in the airport and kind of thing. It's the same when Cool Runnings was holding the bobsled,
right?
And the father comes to the side
and he does,
and
the,
does that. And yep. It's like, ooh, the tears. I just, and I ugly cry.
Yeah.
I fight it. But it's like,
ugly cry.
Do you have a pretty cry when you cry in movies? Do you cry in movies? I can't see you.
I tend to do this. So, like, if I'm sat next to somebody, I'll pull my sleeve over my thumb. And I'll put my fingers by my head. So if I start crying, it's just going to like...
A quick dab?
Yeah, it'll be a quick dab here. And then you're like... I'm a sneaky crier. I cry at a lot of things that people don't know. In fact, so last time I worked for Dan, like we touched on it last time that I was a bit drugged up on...
Yes. You were performing with a severe concussion.
Yeah.
Very responsible of your promoter there.
I wasn't concussed. Don't get Dad in trouble. But like when I had to pull out of the second to last show, I went up to one
Dan
of the other
much
organizers.
You, like on seven fights in a row. Put this costume on. Nobody's gonna tell.
But like I was streaming, like trying to talk to this person because I was so exhausted. Like I was trying to talk to Zane. I couldn't even make a sentence. I was crying so bad because I was so tired. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I can't do this. That's the ugliest crying I think I've ever done in my life.
But in movies, is there a particular movie
I can't watch anything with animals in. I can't do it. Especially anime. Like if something, or like anything with big eyes. Do you know what? Pokemon gets me every time. The first movie when all the Pokemons are like dying.
Yeah, the Mewtwo one, right?
Oh my god.
Freak bus out of the lab.
Never seen it, she just spoiled it, so I'm ready for it.
Pokemon.
Oh my goodness, don't watch it. But yeah, anything that they can like make big eyes.
Let me ask you this.
Two Brothers. There was a Tiger movie called Two Brothers that got me.
Two Brothers from Rick and Morty. Two Brothers and a Mexican Armada.
Anything with animals I can't do.
Seabiscuit.
Seabiscuit makes you cry?
No, just naming an animal movie.
Oh, yeah.
I have watched that one, actually. I did watch that one.
It's about a horse that gets a second chance.
Yeah. I love the Jurassic Park movie. Like, I'm the biggest Jurassic Park.
Did you cry when the T-Rex came back?
When it came back?
Jurassic World or Jurassic Park?
Jurassic Park.
Oh, Jurassic Park. Yeah, he does come back to save.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Oh, right at the end. No. Yeah. So, like,
he
does
the face turn.
Right.
But that's all fine. What I can't watch is the new ones because I watched the first new one and they have that ridiculous scene with like
where
one of the dinosaurs dying in his arms. And I'm like, was this really necessary?
Oh, yeah. The second one has you see the silhouette of a dinosaur succumbing to smoke inhalation, I think, whilst it dies in a fire.
See, I haven't watched that because I'm just like, I'm not going to sit in a movie where you're going to make me like cry because dinosaurs are dying. And it's then 30 seconds later, you're expecting me to hate the dinosaurs.
It's very funny that you picked that out in the Jurassic World because the same thing happens in Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. I didn't even think about that, but that happens.
Yeah, that's why I haven't watched it. Plus, everyone has said how terrible it
also stinks.
Is,
yeah,
I was going to say that. The world was horrible.
Yeah, it's also not good.
Let me ask you this. Your husband, the Jack the Ripper lookalike, does he cry at movies? Blink yes or no, though. You're going to ruin his,
don't.
Or are you going to ruin his rep?
I don't think he has, actually.
He's never cried in a movie? That man has no feelings.
Ruin his rep as the well-dressed gentleman in the WWE roster? Yes.
Carries an umbrella.
No emotions whatsoever.
He's not a big crier. He does have a lot of emotions, but he's not,
crier.
He's
got the angry ones.
No, I'm definitely the crier in the family.
Yeah, but has he seen Terminator 2 Judgment Day?
Yes. Who doesn't? Who doesn't cry?
Who doesn't cry at that movie? You know what?
We just discussed that we are from different generations. So this came out, and I watched it as a child.
It's a Christmas.
So
movie.
I've seen.
They're all Christmas movies.
I've seen these films, but I saw them when I was like 9, 10, when my parents had them on in the background.
Yeah.
Like I can't say I cried when the Terminator went into the sludge.
When I was in fourth grade, I openly wept, tears on my face.
Right. I swear to God. Right. Sorry. But Neverending Story, when that goddamn horse...
Artax! Artax!
That is the first time I remember crying at a film. Oh, who didn't it scar? I had to hide behind the sofa because I couldn't even watch it. I had a bloody horse. I grew up on a horse farm.
Oh, yeah.
Watching that was like...
Oh, wow. See that?
It's like double petrifying.
Oh, my goodness.
Can I be honest? I hate it. I think I'm on record on this. I hate that stupid dog dragon thing.
Falcor.
I never liked it.
You know the voice of Falcor?
You told me the guy from Transformers?
Alan Oppenheimer. Skeletor.
Skeletor.
Skeletor is Falcor. Yeah.
I didn't like it.
You get work where you can get it, buddy.
He had this creepy, like, pedophile type tone.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
He did. I'm not going to lie.
Rub my ear.
It was like so creepy. It was like, I hate that stupid Maltese looking dragon thing. Dragons shouldn't be looking like a dog. It should be a dragon. Shouldn't have a snout.
Are you a crier, Chris?
Oh, absolutely.
You cry?
Yeah.
Of all the movies this guy's seen? Yes.
I keep it calm most of the time, but just underneath the surface
What's your go-to?
Roiling, boiling ocean of emotions.
Go-to movie that you know is going to get you? Like if you need to rinse your eyeballs.
Well, I mean, I already blew with a Terminator 2 episode, those are for me in there. But, I mean, I don't know. A good, Up, the first 10 minutes of Up works for anyone.
Oh, Lord.
This movie I just saw recently, this movie Searching, employs the same thing as Up. They tell a very sad story within the first 5 minutes of the movie to hook you in with the characters.
That's the Chinese internet movie?
John Chu is looking for his daughter, and it's all done through... It's a surprisingly...
It's a sequel to Harold and Kumar?
Right.
It is. Where's my daughter? It's Harold and Kumar 4, Where's My Daughter? And it's actually a shockingly good movie. And the first like 5-7 minutes, I was like getting misty-eyed and tearing up. I can't watch
movies of kids being kidnapped.
I can't do kids being killed. Can't.
Well, kids being killed is different.
I can't do kids being killed.
Once you have kids.
I'm going to have babies.
Yeah, you don't care. So you don't care. I don't care.
I can watch that Japanese movie, that Battle Royale, and I laugh.
I can't.
Well, they're teenagers.
Yeah, whatever. They're middle school.
So that's fine. Yeah, I'm talking about like kids. Under 10. I'm talking about under 10.
Yeah, I don't like. There was a movie with Wolverine and somebody else. Where
it comes back to Wolverine.
The kids get
X-Men. X-Men 2.
No.
X-Men 3.
No.
X-Men First
that
Class.
One. That one.
All right. The Greatest Showman. Yeah.
Logan.
X-Men The Greatest Showman. Yeah, I remember that one.
I love Logan because the kid talks Spanish. Can I tell you that
I'm very biased
whenever somebody speaks Spanish in a movie and I wasn't expecting it. I'm rooting for that guy.
My favorite.
That's why representation matters. That's how little there are. Have you seen Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse?
Yes.
We're going to see that this week.
There you go. Miles Morales.
This weekend. I got to wait.
Honestly,
if you can see it in 3D, see it in 3D. If you can,
I'm not much of a 3D guy, but all right,
doesn't matter. Trust me.
Okay,
see, Jack's like this. Jack won't go and see things in 3D because it gives him a headache.
I get a headache.
That's a physical thing. I ain't gonna tell you to fight your headaches.
I'll go with Jack. All right. And then you go.
I'll go with Jess.
You go with Jessica. I'll go with Jess.
It's fantastic. Oh, man. It's so good. And Miles Morales, they have scenes where they speak in Spanish and there's no subtitles.
They don't do subtitles. Spanish. They're just like, no, this is how people are.
Yes.
Like, deal with it.
But it's not like they're speaking full sentences in Spanish. No, it's like, hey, Papi. You know what Papi is.
But they have exchanges. They have a few, back and forth. You know, it's a little more than just
salutations. Hi, Miles. Call me here. They do that thick, that chick.
They go Rosie Perez sometimes.
It's the go to Spanish one of the four Spanish actresses that we can put on a movie role.
Right.
Not
Selena Penelope. Gomez. No.
You got Michelle Rodriguez.
Oh yeah,
no, Michelle Rodriguez doesn't do Spanish. So it's the nurse from. It's either gonna be the nurse from Scrubs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Carla, right?
It's gonna be the.
Because she did another show where there are a bunch of maids or something.
Right.
Devious Maids is good.
Yeah, good. But I mean, come on.
What about Selma? Does she go in all the time?
Selma Hayek.
Yeah.
Yeah, she could be one of those.
Okay. That's what I said. You thought I meant somebody else.
I thought you said you were saying Selena.
No.
I was like, wait, Selena Gomez is no.
Who else you got?
There's this. You remember Dexter?
I didn't really watch
the lady. The lady that played
John Lithgow,
the lieutenant, not John Lithgow. Can he speak Spanish?
I don't know. That's my only reference point for Dexter, though.
Whenever
you need the I don't know what the actor's name is, but whenever you need the gutter trash like Hispanic gangster dude, it's the dude from
Lauren Nip Tuck.
With the tattoos on the side of his neck. That guy's been an entire career playing dirtbags.
Yeah, just a dirtbag. It's crazy.
They make good money, though.
Yeah.
They do. I mean...
I should have went to Hollywood right after 9/11. I could have gotten so much work.
Yes.
Stay
out in the sun.
Should have gone out there.
Keep the beard thick.
I could have been terrorist number two all my life.
You could have helped the media perpetrate all the stereotypes all day long.
Fat paid.
Benjamin Pratt has made a successful career playing cops and drug dealers.
Exactly.
Only those two characters over and over.
That's all you need.
Guys, damn, Benjamin
Pigeonhole type casting.
That's what I'm saying.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's get this bad boy into it. Let's do some history, people, because today the Queen of the Mongols got the disco floor. She's been dying to bring this history lesson.
The Mongols are amazing.
Are they?
They're so right. They're not just amazing, like, in history.
The Khaleesi of the Mongols is ready to speak.
She is the Khaleesi, yes.
But go ahead, my Khaleesi. You want to say, like, Khaleesi? I would say Genghis Khan is the biggest influence into Daenerys Targaryen. Like, the character.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for sure.
The Breaker of Chains, you mean?
The Breaker of Chains.
Oh, he is.
He breaks some chains.
He's a badass. I've heard crazy stories. Mm. Not crazy stories, but, makes sense.
You're probably about 90% true with him.
You mean like that one story about him with the eggs and the fire and the dragon?
Oh, yeah, absolutely true.
I do not know this story.
You just said Daenerys is the same
okay,
one.
Okay, are we going to do that? You're going to give me the origin where Genghis came
from? Yeah. We're going to go right back to the start.
Let's get cracking.
We're going to talk about some wicked women to start with. Some really cool women.
Okay.
So who was this singing it?
Genghis Khan.
Genghis Khan.
Let's spell it. D-C... It's the German version of Genghis. D-S-C-H-I-N-G-H.
Genghis Khan, sung by Genghis Khan.
Yes.
Genghis Khan.
And that's the English version on Spotify. There's only the original Deutsch.
The link to the video will be posted on the...
Absolutely. We'll help you out, guys. So you can rock out as you...
It will. I guess it will.
Okay, I'll take it. Just
so we go to the link. I'll post it. We're going to move back to the 1100s here.
Mm-hmm. 1100.
Yeah, we're at 1160. I actually... Just for you, Dad, I worked out when he was born.
To be specific, yes.
Well, there were like there are certain like documented dates for what he did and how old he was when he did it. So, like, I worked it back and I was like, oh, he must have been born at this. So, 1160, Dan.
Correct.
Yes. What month?
February.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Definitely February. So, before we start with Genghis Khan, I want to let you say that so much of him is myth and legend, but like Dan said, so much of it is true. But there are interpretations on both sides of things. So the stories that I like with him may not be the exact truth.
Mm-hmm.
It may be a version of the truth, but I'm going to go with it. And I'm going to say this is what happened. This is what happened. So gather around, children, as we talk about the start of Genghis Khan. Here we go.
I'm excited.
So Genghis Khan's mother was a woman called Alun.
Okay.
And she was from an okay family, like nothing special, but they weren't poverty stricken. So she is married off to a man. And when the man is, I don't know what the man's name is. There are a lot of names here. This is why I've got my notepad in front of me.
Where was this at?
Where?
Where, yes. What area?
Oh, well, it's called like the Steppe, and it's like a place in Asia. Between like Asia and Russia, it's that kind of like middle ground. You'd probably be Russia.
What is today, Mongolia?
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
The Mongols from Mongolia.
Okay. No, I know, but I just want to know.
Pretty much, yeah. Back then it was called the Steppe.
You know. All right. Go. The Steppe.
Yeah. So.
The Steppe? Like the
Steppe.
S-T-E-P?
S-T-E-P-P-E.
Yeah. So you have like, you have China to the south, and then to the north you have Russia, which has got a lot of mountains. So that's like steppes.
So Mongolia wasn't there, just Mongolia just
became. It was just like southern Russia. It was because it was dozens of tribes. Mongols were just one of the tribes in the steppes at the time.
Okay.
You have the Kirikitai, you have the Mirkits, you have...
Mirkits,
yeah, they were called. Oh, there was one group.
They're going to get them later.
Mm-hmm. You have the Tartars, there's a bunch.
So the Mirkits...
They invented the sauce.
The Mirkits is actually the tribe from which Alun is originally from. Mm-hmm. So this is where... The Mirkits is where Genghis Khan's mother's from.
Okay.
And so she gets married, and then she goes with her new husband to his clan.
Okay.
Because he's from a different clan. And on their way, she basically gets kidnapped by like another clan.
Okay.
Who are coming along. They see them. Now, the lovely story that I like is that Alun and her husband see like the hunters coming, and they know what's going to happen. So Alun, very triumphantly and lovelily, she gets off the horse, she takes off her coat, she gives it to her husband, and she says, like, take this and remember me. Because, like, smells and sounds and stuff are, like, they're really, like, in the culture. It kind of, like, it's a piece of your soul if you're giving him something like that. And she tells him to go, and she stays there. And she's then taken captive and take him back to this clan, and she's married to the head of the clan.
Sounds like an upgrade than anything. She's like, yo, this other clan looks dope, and I don't want to be with you, so here's my coat. It was nice knowing you beat it. And then this other guy picked her up.
He did. So she's married to this, the head of this new clan, and his name is Yusagi. Yusagi. Doesn't matter. He dies pretty soon.
Use a guy.
Well, that's what Genghis mom did. She used a guy.
I'm sure someone can correct me.
She used a guy. I like use a guy.
Use a guy. So she marries him. He's already married with a few kids already, but Alun marries him, and she gets pregnant, and she has a son called Temujin, and Temujin will grow up to be Genghis Khan. But his original name is Temujin.
Okay.
How do you spell that?
Temujin. It's, I don't know. I spell...
T-I-M-O-G-E-E apostrophe E-N.
T-E.
Temujin.
I got it.
So when I'm writing my notes...
You write it the way you say it.
I write it the way you say it.
T-E-M-U-J-I-N.
There you go.
Temujin.
Temujin.
Temujin. Temujin is his sister. Temujin is him.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So Yusagai, he's a big warrior. Like, he killed a bunch of people.
Okay.
And he comes across, while he's out, a group of people that he sits down and has a meal with. And one of these dudes recognizes him. And it just turns out that he's killed one of his cousins. So what they do is they poison the food.
Oh.
So they poison Yusagai. He doesn't die straight away. He does make it back to the clan, but he then later dies.
He gets to say goodbye.
He says bye-bye. At this point, I don't think actually Temujin is with the clan. He's like gone off to work for somebody who he's betrothed to. It's not really important. But they call back Temujin. And
They call him back because his father died?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yusagai died. And... the clan kind of go, oh, well, bye then, to Yusagai's family.
Oh, they just... Wait, they get rid of them? Or they just disband?
they just leave them behind whenever
really?
They yeah, because generally these clans, because they have horses and livestock and stuff, they have to keep moving camp because, you know, you need pasture to like feed and stuff. So yeah, they just left them behind. But Alun, she's like, I don't think so. So Alun just picks up her dead husband's, like, well, I don't think it's called a banner then, it was called something else, but picks up his banner and she just follows the clan, like,
from behind.
Yeah, follows them from behind. And eventually what happens is one of the members of the clan go, well, this is just really unfair, what the hell are you doing? Like, you know, they're as much a part of this as you are. And so they kill him.
They kill who?
They kill the guy who stands up for them.
Oh, wait.
Stands up to them.
Oh, like, so okay.
A member of the clan. Okay. Yeah. Who stood up to them and said, this is wrong. You should be welcoming this family. He gets killed by the clan. And they just go. And eventually, Alun, they can't keep up with them. And they end up having to live in the woods. Basically, like, scratching by. Not like really.
Mowgli.
The Mongol Mowglis.
Wow.
But I mean, I think Alun is amazing. So Alun is really like the driving force of this family, and I think
very tiger mom of here.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. She is a lioness, and I think that comes back, you know, later on in his life, because he's very, for the time, he's very, I like women. If that makes sense. He's a feminist of his time, really.
Mm-hmm.
Because he does put in a lot of... So later on in his rule, he does ban the kidnapping of Mongol women. He bans, like, what happened to his mum is against the law and things like that. So he takes all of these experiences, which is really why he grows up the way he grows up. So during their time living in the woods, the outback. He meets a...
Did you say the outback?
The outback. I don't know where you're listening.
Yeah. Isn't the outback just...
A little bit.
Just for the Australian?
I mean, not many other people use that term.
Yeah, but we all get it, though. We all know what it is.
Right. You know what I mean by the outback.
Wow. No, I know
they're
what
in, like,
mean.
The She's desert. About, they're not, in, like...
not talking about blooming onions.
Right. No. The Amazon, that's specific to Brazil.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
When you say the outback, I always think...
Australia.
Off, yeah.
But I'm sorry, I didn't mean to...
No, you're fine. No, you're fine.
I messed up the story time already.
No, you're good.
I say, okay, go. So they're in the outback.
They're in the woods. Let's just call them the woods. I've confused myself now. They're in the woods, and there's not a lot of people for Timujin to sort of interact with, but one person who he does meet is a guy called Jamuka.
Okay.
And Jamuka and him become blood brothers. Like, they're just like best of friends, you know. They're
like Baloo and Mowgli.
Like Baloo and Mowgli. Let's go with Jungle Book today. Let's go with it.
You've seen the movie Mongol, right, Crespo?
Mongol?
Yeah.
No.
There's a Russian film, The Rise of Genghis Khan.
I have not seen it.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Is it with John Wayne?
No, that's not that one. Not that one. It's with...
Oh my God, is there a John Wayne? You know the...
there is, yeah.
You know the Japanese actor who plays Hogan in the Thor movies? The only Asian in the Thor movies.
Oh, that
hangs
dude.
Up with the Warriors 3.
I can't. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
That's Genghis Khan.
Yeah, from Lethal Weapon. He's always plays the... Are we talking about the same guy?
Probably not. I don't think he was in Lethal Weapons.
No, you're talking about in the 80s. He's talking about a very recent... The Thor movies. Yeah. I can't picture the Warriors.
Oh,
yeah.
Thor movies. Yeah, Thor movies. Oh, I'm sorry. For some reason,
anyway.
I
pictured Conan. Y'all have makeup on anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, guy, I'm sorry.
Anyway, sorry.
So he's in the jungle. He's friends with Baloo.
Jamuka. Yeah, he makes friends with Jamuka. And
is Jamuka older than him?
He is. Yeah, he's a bit older. He's a bit wealthier. He's a bit more connected.
Takes him under his wing.
He's a Khan himself, I believe, right?
He eventually, he does become a Khan himself. But yeah, they meet around this time. It's just sort of like when they meet.
Okay.
Like that, it comes back later, those two. It'll come back. But Timujin has an older brother. He's a stepbrother, but he has an older stepbrother. And the stepbrother decides, well, I'm the man of this family, so I'm just going to take all of your stuff. So he starts to take like fish that Temujin's caught, he takes, and he take like stuff that they hunt, and he'll take his best bow and stuff like that. And Temujin's like, this is not cool. So so he goes
to paraphrasing. She's paraphrasing everybody.
Yeah.
No, no, a direct quote.
He goes to his mother and he says to his mother, like, you know, this isn't fair. And his mum basically goes like, well, get over it. What you should be worrying about is all of the other people who don't want to help you. Don't be fighting amongst yourselves. And Temujin doesn't listen to her. So Temujin decides to kill his brother.
Oh, word.
Because then wow. Temujin...
He just went to the other extreme.
Yeah. Go from 0 to 60.
Yeah.
I thought he was like, yo, can I beat him up? No, I'm going to murder him.
Yeah. He goes with his younger brother.
How old is he when he murders him? Around, roughly.
I don't know. I know he's 16 when he escapes from prison.
Okay.
So...
From murdering his brother?
Yeah.
So which back then is like 14, the equivalent 15. Of like 45 so yeah, years old.
He's yeah. younger, than, old younger than 16.
He's already in his downside. He's midlife crisis right. and shit.
Exactly. That life was hard back then.
Yeah. Right?
They didn't have internet.
So, yeah. So he takes his younger brother and they fire arrows at him. And he kills the older brother. So Temujin is now the eldest in the family. So he's like, oh, well, that just means I'm the man of the family. Hmm. And his mum's like, no, you're a murderer now. So Temujin gets arrested. And basically he gets arrested by the clan who his father used to be the head of. Who basically were like, we don't want anything to do with you, but now that you're a murderer, we're going to take you captive.
Wait, they came out of nowhere to enforce law?
Yeah.
Wait, they banish this family.
Right.
Then the boy does what he needs to do to survive.
Himself, right.
His older brother's a dick, so then he steps up, kills his brother, and then all of a sudden the clan's like, hey.
Now they get involved.
Hey, mm-hmm. We banish you guys to die in the woods.
Well, they don't want
to
murder on their land.
But we don't want you to be murdering people.
Yeah.
Okay, so is that the thing?
Land,
okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can't spill blood in their...
Well, so you can't murder people. Generally, murder is illegal throughout most of history. Murder is illegal.
I mean, it's illegal. People do it, but it's illegal.
Yeah, for sure.
It's looked down upon.
Like, for him anyway, he is literally the lowest of the low. Like, if you're going to go on, like, a class scale, he's, like, at the very bottom. There is no, like, people underneath him maybe like, are lepers and people with diseases that, like, no one touches. That's what's beneath him. That's it.
Okay.
So he's no one important. So he gets taken.
And then Koreans.
I do not support that. But he.
So he goes to prison.
He gets taken prisoner. He doesn't go to prison. Like, okay. They don't really have that kind of thing. But he basically gets made a slave of the slaves.
Yeah, so I was about to say, there's no prison. But you're going to be a slave.
Right.
Yeah, for you. But he's not the slave. He's the slave's slave. Like, so
oh,
they
damn.
Have, he's the lowest rank that you could possibly be. The slave slave.
So the slaves had slaves?
Yeah.
Slave slaves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Why did they decide then it stops? How come the slave slaves don't have at least servants? I'm a slave assistant.
Yeah, what is
one
the
one day
ranking?
I'm going to work my way up to slave slave.
Slave slave.
See, now I'm washing lettuce.
So it says slave slave, slave. Then
slave,
servant.
Servant.
Butler.
House servant. That's
house
how
servant.
In the
house
South.
Servant. Yeah, we need Antebellum. To do a ranking system.
Oh,
of
see, we're Americans. We inherently know a slavery system.
We understand just slavery.
Start, we get it.
I have no idea, because I'm British.
You just sold them.
God.
Put them in a glass and be like, you like this one?
Put them on display. Boy,
so Temujin...
Pusher. Who do you blame? The pusher or the user?
Right.
I don't know.
So Temujin, he manages to escape eventually. When he's about 16, he manages to escape. And during his escape, he ends up like hitting a boy over the head with his... He's kept in stalls.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? Like the head and the hands through the wooden glass.
Yeah.
So he hits the kid, and then he's pretty smart. So he's like, they're going to think I'm going to run away. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hide in the bushes until they've all gone, and then I'll go from there. So that's what he does. He hides in the bushes. They all run off because they think, oh, he's, you know, gone on foot. He's run away. Like, and he gets out of his shacks and he's free.
So rape okay. party goes out, and the rape party I'm going the other way.
So he then decides to go.
And that's the first time he escaped slavery.
The first.
Goodness. Does he get slaved? I didn't know he got put in. Oh, please.
Well, go ahead with your. I'll interject when it's time for him to get imprisoned again, I guess.
Oh, okay. No, no, go ahead. But he then goes and marries a woman called. I'm going to have to look at it. Borte. Marries Borte.
Mm-hmm.
And Borte's family, there's a tradition, like, it's like a dowry. You know, you give the family that you're marrying, like, a gift.
A goat.
So they. Because Temujin's father's dead, they present him with this very expensive, like, black fur coat. It's made out of, like, some animal that's really rare.
I think sable.
Sable, there you go. I couldn't
remember. The hell is a sable? A cat?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Saber cat?
No.
Sable.
A sable.
A sable cat.
Okay, go ahead.
Same thing without teeth.
S-A-B-A-L?
I believe so.
Sable.
Okay, go.
So they present him with this coat. And at this point, Temujin makes a really, really smart decision. He goes and to Hong Kong. And Hong Kong.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He is an extremely powerful warlord. I'm going to call them warlords because that's really kind of what they were.
Mm-hmm.
They were warlords. Mm-hmm. He's a very powerful Khan warlord in the region. And he also... fought with his father
Yesugi.
He fought with his daddy.
He fought with his father,
and his father helped him to get this very prestigious, you know, like being one of the Khans of Khans.
Oh. The dude gets married, and they give him a fur made out of a cat. That's a sable cat. That's a sable?
I believe so, yeah.
A tiny-ass cat?
That's a cute little cat. It's a bunch of cats, then.
Yeah. Wow. They just took out a whole clan of cats.
Oh, yeah. This guy's well, Mongols it's pretty cold, like, where they are. Yeah, like, Mongolia's not that warm. Like,
that's at least up.
I've got, like, three pens in my hair.
Did a lot of research today.
I don't even know why there are three pens in my hair. But, where were we?
Hong Kong.
So he presents this kitty cat coat to Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a symbol of him saying, like, will you be my daddy? Or, like, my daddy in spirit. And Hong Kong goes, okay, I will be your daddy in spirit. So he takes the coat. And at that point, Hong Kong offers him like a little army, tiny, like, you know, people to be in charge of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, not really an army. A little platoon, a
little militia.
Kind of.
Get some land.
A little regiment.
There you go.
Yeah.
And
a little squad.
Yeah.
The Shire.
Well, Temujin actually turns around and he says no to this. Like, he's like, no, I'm good. And he takes his wife and he goes back and he's very happy to just be peaceful, and he's under the Hong Kong's protection now, so he shouldn't be like hunted because of anything he's done in his past, and he should be just left.
This sounds so much like Braveheart, but go ahead. Go ahead. Something's about to turn.
Oh, something is about to turn. Yeah, there's a few turns. Something's coming.
Yeah.
So you remember the Mercats that took his mother? Take his mother. So the Mercats are where his mother was from. So his mother was taken for the Mercats.
Yeah, she wasn't taken. She gave the guy the coat and said, I'm going to leave with this guy. But okay, I see what you're doing.
Yeah. So they now decide...
We want her back.
Well, you've got a nice wife now. So I'm going to come and take your wife.
Oh, shit. To Genghis? Mm-hmm. To Temujin?
Yeah. So they invade their camp. And again, you can take this anyway. You can say she was taken. You can say the nice way that I think that she gave herself to stop the bloodshed. But
they were killing everybody?
Yeah.
Okay.
But Borte is taken by the Mercats.
How distraught is Temujin?
He's pretty pissed. Like, so...
Let's just start a clan war.
Yeah. He goes into the mountains.
It's like every movie you put, this guy's just a calm guy. And right. You just push them.
It's his John Wick moment here.
Mm. Oh,
Don't touch my puppy.
He gets very John Wick at this point.
The Baba Yaga.
Yeah.
Baba Yaga.
He's not...
Baba Yaga.
He's no longer. This is kind of where the switch flips that he's no longer about live and let live.
Mm-hmm. He's going through the garage with a sledgehammer, mm-hmm. getting his sword.
So he goes and talks to Ong Kong.
Okay.
And he's just like, look, they took my wife. Can you help me out here? And Ong Kong is pissed that, like, people under his protection anyone has dared to come at somebody under his protection. Because he's like the big man in the region. It's like, don't come after my people, because I will
come
after you.
It's like Tony Soprano. It's like, where's the respect?
Yeah. Right?
Ain't no respect over here.
So he gives... He gives an air quote Temujin 20,000 men.
He lends him 20,000.
Yeah, lends him 20,000 men. And he also suggests that he teams up with Jamuka, who is his old buddy. Baloo. That he met when he was a kid, who has now become a Khan. And
become a Khan.
He is Jamuka Khan. I can't remember actually what his Khan name is. Maybe, is it just Jamuka Khan?
I believe it is just Jamuka Khan. He doesn't get a title other than just Khan.
Jamuka Khan.
Jamuka Khan.
Jamuka Khan. That's pretty hard to say.
Jamuka
Khan. Jamuka Khan.
Jamuka Khan.
So they team up. And.
Tamakan.
They get his wife back.
They get her back. Yeah. Okay, they mess up the Meerkats.
They mess him up. Uh-huh. They mess him up big time.
Well, 20,000 men.
And, how many? Well, it's more than 20,000. So it's 20,000 plus Jamuka's
2,500
backup,
okay.
as well.
Oh, okay.
There's an interesting. I don't know what, like, if it's true, it's true. If it's not, it's not. But there's a story that, like, when Jamuka came to where Temujin was,
uh-huh.
he was, like, really not stealthy about it at all. Like, he just, like, his men were just everywhere. And
everybody's hiding in the bushes. Yeah. He's like, where's my wife?
And, well, Temujin's like, to Jamuka, he's like, way to be stealthy, dude. Mm. Now they know we're coming. And Jamuka's like, yeah, my bad.
Jamuka just wanted to fight.
Yeah, he just wanted to let everyone know he's in the region.
Mm-hmm. Which is kind of the difference you see between these two. You have Temujin, who's very, like, stealthy. He's very smart. He's very clever. Yeah. And then you have Jamuka, who is just your very classical sort of leader you get at the time.
A bit boorish, yeah.
Yeah.
The American, this crew.
Very blackjack Persian, yes.
Okay.
But yeah, he gets Borte back. Yay!
Yay!
But Borte's pregnant.
What?
It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's all good. He understands.
He's cool.
He's like, fine with it?
Yeah. He takes it as his own.
Oh, it takes no love, baby?
Yeah. Yeah, good for him. He's really cool like that. He's real cool like that. Like, he doesn't go into any of this, like, you know... Sons taking over from fathers, son, blah, like this blah. Lineage, mm-hmm. this like entitlement, doesn't buy into any of it. None of it.
Guess when you come from such a low caste,
right? There, like, you go.
You get the perspective of, like, hey, you know,
you start making
of the people,
right? Yeah, your heritage
of the people.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So, him and Jamuka decide to join forces.
Okay,
so they kind of become best of friends and they do these like. Blood brother things where they give each other stuff and they become besties. And everything's cool for a little while.
Whenever I hear best friends, you know what I think about? I think about the song from The Naked Gun. I'm best friend.
Let me tell you about my
best friend. That's what I'm
thinking. But yes, they are the best of friends. But there is a difference here. There is... Jamuka is, you know, he's a Khan. He's higher than Temujin, and he doesn't shy away from letting him know that.
Okay,
like, Jamuka likes to swing his dick around a bit.
Oh, wow! Like, what language? Oh, mark that! Mark that!
He's a big dick swinger.
He is a big dick swinger. So the breaking point for Temujin comes when Jamuka
Jemica decides.
I'm getting names mixed
That's
up.
That's what I'm saying. We're here to guide you through this.
Jemica decides. He says to Temujin, he's like, right, let's split up a bit, you know, be in more ground. So I'll take all the horses and I'll go south and you can take everybody else and go north. And
but takes all the horses.
Yeah. So what a horses. Dick. Horses are like, you know, they're the wealth of the steppe, you know. And being a horse breeder is quite an important thing in the steppe.
He didn't want to leave him a couple horses.
No.
Nothing. Taking all the horses.
And Temujin does not take this well.
No.
But his mother and his wife also do not take this well.
They go with the okay.
Or Borte downright calls him every name under the sun and says, like, who the hell does he think he is? And that causes Temujin to abandon the partnership. And in the night, they scurry away and they take all of their supporters with them. What interestingly starts to happen is more and more people start to join Temujin.
Are they bringing horses with them?
So this is the interesting thing. So the people who are joining Temujin, they're really not the high-ranking people. They're not the big esteemed families. Mm-hmm. So they're all staying with Jemica. But a lot of people like what Temujin is talking about. He's talking about, like, equality. He's talking about, like, the ability to rise in society. And all Jamaka's really offering is more of the same. And people are like, well, that's not really working for me.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like the Bernie Sanders of the moment.
Essentially. Yeah. He does believe in equality of what you put in. At this point, after our successful raid or war party, the upper class would take the majority share and leave the actual soldiers to squabble over whatever loot was left. Mm. But he's actually giving share proper portions to those who sacrifice the most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, like, when you look at it, this point of his history, it shares a lot of similarities with the Russian Revolution in the ideals that are put around. You really do have the blueprint for communism with Genghis Khan. Mm. Because he comes up with what Dan said, the sharing aspect. So he puts into place, like, during war, like, if you're in a battle, you're in a battle until it's over. Mm-hmm. And then when it's over, only then can we plunder. And we plunder and put it all together and we're going to share it equally. Mm-hmm. And a portion of it is also going to go to the other side's widows and children who we've taken, we've killed. Because when he was younger and his dad died, they were left with nothing. So he never wanted that to happen to anybody else.
This is giving taxes. That, mm-hmm. Like, you get a small percentage.
Yeah. Everyone gets a little bit.
But you have taxes as well. But what you don't have... So you have freedom of religion with Temujin. You can
whatever you gotta pray.
Whatever you want to pray to, you can pray to. He doesn't really care. But yeah, they're all tax exempt, and then he starts, like, tax exemptions for anybody, like, so undertakers, teachers, they don't have to pay taxes, and he introduces into the army. His army is really amazing because he puts in like a structure in his army, whereas, like, one is in, like, there's like a 10 and one is in charge of the 10, and then that 10 is part of a bigger 100. And then somebody is in charge of the 100, and then that 100 is part of 1,000, and then somebody is in part of that in charge of that 1,000.
So he had like the military has, they got like generals, sergeants, corporals, blah blah blah,
revolutionary. No one was doing that in the steppe, especially.
Yeah,
in the steppe.
Everyone was just, you know,
this guy's the leader. Go.
Yeah. It was just a free for all.
Yeah, what would happen is you went and you messed around with that clan and plundered them, and then half a year later they'd come and do the same to you. And Temujin was like, well, there's got to be a better way of doing this. So he would, like, integrate if they, like, took over clan, which happens, like, sort of later on, when Ong Kong is approached by another clan who want to take out another clan called the Tartars.
They invented the sauce.
Go Tartars
and the steak.
Steak. Tartar steak.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, tartar steak.
T-A-R-T-A-R.
Yep.
Tartar.
Tartar.
Okay.
Hong Kong asked Temujin to do this, to like go and
kill the Tartars
and just invade them, like, invade, you know, the plunder them, like whatever he wants to do.
Teach take him a lesson.
Out. Take him a out. Lesson. And he agrees to this, but he's not. They're not the biggest army right now.
Yeah.
So he contacts a clan called the Jerks.
The Jerks.
The Jerkins. And they are jerks. We're just going to call them jerks. Jerkins.
Bunch of Steve Martin.
The Jerkins, they're called, yeah.
It's like Jerkins. Like Steve Martin. I was born a poor black man.
An army of Steve Martins and guys who make prank phone calls. <That's> Jerky.
The jerk and the jerky boys.
Yeah, they are just jerks. They're just jerks. So the Jerkins come. And he invites them to a big feast. Which is later, like in a feast, you like leave all of your knives and everything, you know, you leave it.
Yeah, the jerks did.
Check your weapons.
Check your weapons at the door, right? And during the feast, Temujin's brother realizes that a couple of the jerks are trying to steal horses. And one of these particular people is a man called Buri, who is
Buri jerk.
Buri, who is a renowned wrestler.
Oh.
Never lost a fight, this man.
Never lost.
Amazing wrestler.
Undefeated. Never lost.
So in, you know, manly tradition, you know, the horse is getting stolen. Temujin's brother challenges him to a wrestling match. And we all think it's going to be above board. And Buri pulls out a knife. And knifes his brother. And
still
then,
undefeated.
Still undefeated. And then a big food fight breaks out.
Because that's what should happen. During a knife fight.
No one's got any weapons. Apart from like Buri's got this like little knife. Everyone's left their weapons at the door. Like, it's like watching, just still
it's like watching Hook in reverse. You start off with Rufio getting stabbed, and then you just go right to the food fight.
Poor Rufio. Oh my goodness.
Okay, so food fight happens.
And that's kind of the alliance over. He's like, well, you're not going to help with the Tartars, are you? Like, so Temujin, he goes and fights the Tartars. He wins. Tartars are very, very rich. Like, there's a lot of stuff there. He prospers a lot. Comes back, and the Jerkins, have invaded his camp.
Yep.
Why?
While he was gone?
While he was gone. What jerks, huh? Such jerks. Oh my god,
they're fitting that name to the T.
Yeah.
Right. Bunch of jerks.
Okay, so the jerks do that. Now, now this is when Temujin hulks up.
Oh yeah, Temujin goes and kicks our ass. He kicks their ass.
Temujin smash!
Like, yeah, he goes and he as he NWO, obliterates them.
This one he goes. Is he when does he turn into Genghis?
Oh, not coming? For a little while.
Oh, not for a while.
Okay. Mm-mm. Oh, he has to have this whole blood feud with Jemica. Like, it goes on a while. Like,
these Jemica, was Jemica part of the jerks?
Nope.
No, but eventually Jemica gets jealous.
Of this
Khan's rising, of Temujin's rising.
Yeah.
Okay.
So all of the, like, Temujin is he still quite small? It's kind of hard because he sounds amazing because he did do really cool stuff, but he is still relatively, like, he's a kind of small, they're a tiny clan. Like, they're not really like anything that anyone's fussed about. And they're
farmers and peasants.
Yeah, farmers and peasants.
They are the undefeated 2A college football team.
Right.
They're UCF.
Yes, they're UCF. They're UCF. You can win as many as you want, still go to the national championship.
Mm-mm.
Right.
So they go and take, so they take over the Jerkins. They take over the Jerkins stuff. And Timogen's not done because he still remembers bloody wrestler knife in his bro. So what was his wrestler name? Buri. So
Buri?
His name was Carlos Colon.
Carlos Colon.
So he gets his brother and Buri to wrestle each other.
I can do that whole promo right now, but I'll throw her so off. She's trying to do this story.
I'm trying so much.
Yeah.
I know, but you mentioned a wrestler with a knife, and that was
apparently the you've never listened to the podcast before, knowing how much I interject with
it's fine. With you can interject.
Go ahead.
It's just like, do you know what? With this one, it's kind of just difficult for me to keep hold, like, all of their names in line, because
why I throw Baloo. I throw little names there so I remember these characters.
So, right, Hulk Hogan, the one that knifed the bro.
Yeah.
Hogan with a knife.
Hogan with a knife. He gets his brother to challenge him again. After they're conquered.
Uh-huh.
So, mm-hmm. Bury, you know, Hulk Hogan, Bury, is not going to try very hard. He's undefeated.
Baby. Undefeated, baby.
Never lost.
Never lost, but he's not going to try very hard because, you know, they've been taken over. And he's like, if I beat this guy's brother, he's probably going to kill me.
Hmm.
So, Bury loses. But Temujin is not done he can still remember what happened before. So he orders his brother to break Bury's back.
Ooh. Oh, shit. Like Bane on Batman.
Yeah, baby.
Terrible.
So they break his back.
Any details how they did it?
I don't know, love. Okay. Like, maybe. But there's probably like a way of...
Like have breaking. A horse probably like a stone or something.
I would think probably stones or something like that. Something handy.
Oh my god. How the hell like, you maybe break Dan knows, back?
I don't know. I don't know. Well, I mean, you have a couple of options. I mean, they have the carriage wheels at the time, which are huge.
Okay.
That you can easily just kind of tie someone up and break their backs that way.
Okay.
But most likely it's giant stone. Mm. Just throwing on the lower section and that's it.
Mm. Sweet. That has to be painful.
Well, you know, we're starting to get to the mentality of Temujin, which is this the best way to get people to listen to what you do is by setting an extreme example right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's starting to work.
Oh yeah. So we can go back to Jemica now.
Okay.
Jemica. He's been watching. He's like, what's up?
Just showed up. What you been up to?
Hey, I got my horses.
Yeah, I washed. I need a couple of these horses washed. You can get one of your slaves to do this. Or a slave, I don't care.
Even a servant, whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he shows up with all his horses.
So about a year after the split, he does. He shows up with his horses and he messes up. He's got a much bigger force than Temujin.
Mm-hmm.
And he obliterates them. Like, you know, a lot of them escape, you know, including Temujin. But what Jemica then does is absolutely horrific. He beheads people. He boils people alive. He wants to make an example over this. And he oversteps. And everyone's like, well, you're just a bit of a...
Mark that.
But it had to be said.
Have I cursed in this episode?
No, you've been good.
You did. You cursed right at the start.
What? Did I?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was naughty.
I didn't pick it. Did you pick that one up in the start?
I'll double check.
But yeah, he oversteps. He does a lot of horrible things. And everyone's like, well, Temujin's not doing any of this. You know, he's doing stuff, but he's not doing anything this bad. So we kind of like him. And he gets even more followers. And his popularity builds and people hear about, you know, his victories and his policies on, you know, equal dispersion of wealth and...
First socialist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big time. Like, so it's not even just the disposal of wealth.
But you don't want to call him a snowflake.
No.
Not this one.
No, no. Careful.
No, he doesn't.
This one fights back.
Yeah.
He won't cry to his mom. He's not outraged either.
No, you can't trigger him.
No.
He just kills you.
That sounds like the ultimate triggering. What are you talking about?
No, it's not triggered. No. It's not triggered. You don't know. He's very calm about it.
He's so chill. He's so chill. Right, where were we at? Oh, yeah. People like him.
And they start joining for the cause.
Yeah.
But he doesn't really have a cause, right? He just wants to just...
He has a cause, kind of. Like, you know, he at this point has decided, I'm what this land needs. I should be, you know, I should be the big dog in this park.
Oh, the ego's starting to rise.
Yeah, for real. So, Like, actually, talking about Lakar, that reminds me of, like, something that just showed... Like, a lot of what Genghis Khan did was amazing. And it was amazing for socialism. It was amazing. But he was also horrible. Like, so they had these big... These
you gotta
big
take the good and the bad. You gotta take the good and the bad.
Yeah, right? So they had these carts with huge wheels. And what started to happen eventually down the line is they got too many followers. So what they would do when they kind of took over a clan, they would integrate people into them. So they wouldn't use them as slaves like they used to. They would integrate, you know, put them into families, like children would be adopted into family. You know, for all intents and purposes, great.
Yeah.
Until you realize you got, you know, a few thousand extra mouths to feed. And then maybe not so great. So what the council decided to do was any man who was taller than the
wagon wheels.
Than the wagon wheels would be killed.
What? He would snuff tall people?
Yeah.
What a big piece men. Of shit.
It was mostly the men. Big men.
Wow. No wonder the Mongols so little.
Yeah.
Or the Mongolians.
Yeah, that's it. They just cut off the line there.
Yeah. But, yeah. He wasn't like the worst of the people around at the time, but he was still pretty bad. Like, you...
Wow, he couldn't do it by shoe size. It has to be by height.
Well, if you're going to do it anyway, you know, it's...
Anybody bigger than that wagon wheel?
Oh, yeah. That sucks, dude. Mm.
Yeah, but the wagon wheels are, what, 30 feet tall?
But it was not every single time. It was only when they realized the population was getting too high and they were still raiding.
And just,
so you might find them, you know, maybe you get captured during a low population
period.
Did
those tall people revolt at any point?
The great tall revolt. Right.
Let them go. We're going to go make our own clan.
No, a clan
of tall people in the woods. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Picking all the fruit that's off the Bigfoot. Tops of the trees.
That's right. Where Bigfoot comes from. The Himalayans.
So Genghis Khan is really starting to bring, you know, like you said, starting to unite, starting to bring out, and he's starting to
genocide.
Emphasize what is good in life.
Yeah,
you know,
short people.
To crush your enemies.
Definitely.
See them driven before you.
And to clasp their crying women to your bosom.
Wow.
Hear the lamentations.
That is a quote from Genghis Khan.
Genghis Khan.
Yeah.
Genghis Khan. So you do have Jamaica right now.
Jamaica?
And you have Jamaica and you have Genghis Temujin. And they're both sort of building. And then you have Hong Kong in the middle of these two.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of happy to kind of take a back seat. And he's like, well, I'd rather you two have a go at each other rather than having a go at me. But he's getting pretty old. And the question is, like, who's going to take over power? Because Temujin, you know, is his adopted son.
Yeah.
But Jamaica, he has the support of, you know, the...
The people.
The tall... Well, not the people, because...
The tall people.
Temujin has, Temujin has the support of the people, but what Jamaica has is the support of the dignitary, of the... upper class people who want everything to stay the same. They don't want all of these people thinking, you know, they have an ideas of equal rights.
Wealth.
So Temujin, yeah, right. Yeah. So Temujin tries to force the issue, and he suggests that Hong Kong's son marry one of his daughters, and Hong Kong says no to this, but like, you know. It said that his son maybe got in his ear and maybe like Jamaica got in his ear and made him say no, but he says no. And Temujin's not too happy about it, but he takes it. And then he gets a message saying that Hong Kong has changed his mind and to come and they'll arrange everything. So he goes with a small group of people. And as he's going, one of his supporters pops up and he says, there's a massive army waiting for you. Heads up.
Right.
So Hong Kong has drawn him into a trap and is trying to get rid of him. Like, Hong Kong and Jamaica have joined forces by this point. They're pretty solid.
In order to keep the status quo in check, they're going to work together.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Sure, sure.
So Temujin knows he can't fight, so he says to everybody else, right, everyone scatter and... Like, we'll, just everyone, don't want to just run.
Scatter!
Break!
Everyone just runs in different directions. Mm-hmm.
Run away!
And, eventually they meet back up. I mean, but they are miles away from their clan. Miles away. Like, nowhere near
them. So Jamaica and Hong Kong join forces.
Yep, they've got a massive army.
To betray Temujin.
Yeah. Well, not betray him, but just get rid of him.
They were boys. So, that's his son, his son-in-law's his stepson, and Baloo to Genghis.
This is the way of the step.
That's the way of the step. Yeah. Get rid of the little one.
Money talks, BS walks, and the money was talking.
Right. So they're in the middle of nowhere. They've got a big army coming towards him, and Temujin's like, oh no. So he sends word back to his clan. And they're miles and miles and miles and miles away. And the most amazing thing happens is...
How did they used to do those messages back then?
Messages? Horseback. You'd ride the horse until it was exhausted. Then you switched horses and went on and up on a horse.
Wow.
And yeah, the most amazing thing happened. Because Temujin's army is so well organized. And they are so tight. And everyone is so happy with the way the clan is run. That the whole army go to his rescue. Like, not to his rescue, but they obey him.
Yeah.
Which in the step, like, it's very, you know, if an English king was in the middle of France and, like, his army, it wouldn't be a big thing. But this is the step where, eat or be eaten. Like, it's a rough one. And this is the people saying, we will follow you. If you need us, we're there. And that's a big thing.
Hmm.
And they come. And they mess up the other army. Jamukha? They mess him up. Because he is much smarter. He is a much smarter warlord. He is a much smarter general.
Mm-hmm.
Jamukha and Alkhan do get away from this. Like, they do escape. Like, this isn't, like, the end. The big ones come in later. The big one with, like, the ceremonial drums and the thunderstorm. This is like
when Darth Vader left the Death Star in the first one.
Yeah, there you go. Darth Vader and his mate and the Emperor's
Empire
escaped.
Is going to be so much fun.
But this was, like, a big thing as well. This was, like, Temujin.
Mm-hmm.
This was Temujin swinging his very big dick.
Mm-hmm. Swinging.
And this takes him a while. You know, she's given us so much information here, and it's... It's because this is a series of decades.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is... By the time we get the title Genghis Khan, Temujin is 40 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's...
He's went through some shit.
This has been a while. Yeah. It's a long years of tribal warfare and everything.
Oh, for sure. I'm jumping.
So people don't see this... People don't see what the Crusaders called the Scourge of God until he's about 40 or 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
What's the Scourge of God?
Genghis Khan.
Genghis Khan.
The Crusaders call him the Scourge of God.
Okay, I thought it was like an event.
They were
it's like Mariano Rivera.
The Christians certain that they had sinned.
The Scourge of Batters.
Yeah. The Christians were absolutely certain that they had sinned bad enough for God to send this man down to wipe them off the face of the planet.
He is really cool.
The original Thanos.
Oh, he was. He really was. Like, everyone feared him.
And for good reason. Mm-hmm. His experience in war was just second to nobody. He knew tactics. He knew
Hear me everything. And rejoice.
Mm-hmm. Was he coming up with stuff? Or
yeah.
Okay.
And the same mentality too as Thanos. Or so like that same demeanor, just calm all the time and like getting slightly annoyed. That's Genghis Khan the entire time.
So like one of the things that he used to do with his army is nobody was just a soldier. In the society, everyone did something. Uh-huh. So like that was one of the rules. You had to hunt, you had to help out, you had to do something. But it meant that in your group of sort of 10 that you hung around with, like he used to move the army like that in like the tens, in the hundreds. Like they didn't move the whole army, which again meant that you didn't have to have massive pastures for all of the animals and you didn't have this big army in the middle of somewhere for somebody to attack. You just didn't have that.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone used to be able to hunt for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't have to, you know, cart along big, like, supply trains and stuff like that. None of that stuff. So he could move so much quicker than most other armies.
Mm. And he kept all the units in account, too. Like, it was a very harsh discipline policy. Mm-hmm. The officers had to sleep on the ground just as much as all enlisted men or lower men, too. And he even made sure that in a fight that anybody who was caught deserting, that entire unit would get wiped out. So you had to make sure your unit was intact during the battles. Wow.
Oh, boy.
If you stayed and stuck to the rules, it was great. But if you crossed that line...
But it even sounds like if one guy, if the leader frails, the whole platoon
gets wiped out. Well, so you had to establish a good relationship. That was very important.
And the platoons themselves were actually... They were made up of different ethnicities as well. Different people from different places in
the state. Puerto Rigans?
Probably not any Puerto Ricans. We're talking about like different clans here, but it
hasn't been discovered yet.
I was going to say, what time period are we talking about?
So we talked about the Plantagenets. We're about that time. Which in Europe. Well, all of the buffalo in America are still alive. Okay. So
this is about
the volcano hasn't made Puerto Rico.
By the time Temujin becomes Great Khan, we're looking at it is the beginning of the Fifth Crusade. We're into the 1200s by now.
All right. So there aren't even Puerto Ricans. They're just a bunch of
The volcano hasn't even
just a bunch of Arawaks.
Arawaks. Yeah, it's not the land before time, Pedro. I'm just saying. Yeah, they're
just Arawaks, Tianos.
They haven't been the
Tainos. Yes, that
Tainos. Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, for sure. But all of these groups are completely different ethnicities. But it also doing that put an end to sort of family army, like families being in the same platoons, which made things much easier. Because he did not agree with, you know, families being family. Like, you should be able to rely on everybody. Mm-hmm. Everyone in the clan should be able to rely on everybody in the clan. And that's nepotism. How it worked. Hmm. None. But he used to, like, adopt children as well from, like, different...
He would adopt and just collect them.
Well, he just adopted, like, so...
I killed your father. Now I'm your father.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's not adopting.
What are you talking about?
It's better than...
It's very Odin
of better, him. It's better than, like, what was going on. So, like, a lot of his stuff wasn't good, but a lot of it was really great. Like, a lot of the stuff he did with women, like, especially... So, women... He had women on his council. So, like, he used to listen to advice from his mother, from his wife. He had more than one wife. Well, so, in that sense, it wasn't, you know.
But I can get it, because that's how he grew up, so...
His women.
Yeah.
Loved his women.
He had several spouses.
I think he could make he put Wilt Chamberlain to shame with how many women he slept with.
Lots of babies, but he made all the babies legitimate as well.
It's mythical.
No,
Wilt is real.
No,
yes,
because they've done the DNA tests.
Really,
one in every 200 people in the world is related to Genghis Khan.
Oh my goodness, one in every 200.
Uh-huh, in the world right now, one in every 200 has a blood link to Genghis Khan.
You think you have that, Chris?
The closer you get to Asian ethnicity, the closer you get to Asian ethnicity, the more like in China, it's like one in every three person is related to Genghis Khan in some way. So yeah,
that makes
DNA wise, he put Wilt to shame.
Mm-hmm. But all of this, so if you were born of like Mongolian parents, no matter marriage, whatever, they were made legitimate children.
Mm-hmm.
No one was a bastardry didn't exist like it did in sort of Europe at that time.
Yeah,
none of that bollocks.
Unless you were Korean.
Korean.
They are the Poland of Asia.
Really?
Yeah, they just get conquered.
South Korean or North Korean?
It's just one at this point.
Just one Korea?
Yeah, it's just one doormat.
One doormat.
Just one large doormat.
But people just step. It's the gifts. What is it? The gift center?
Right. Everyone goes through it.
Everybody goes through it.
So maybe we should end on the battle, the ultimate battle for the greatest Khan. So at this point, Jamukha has declared himself the new greatest Khan.
The new Khan.
And everyone's like, are you though? Because you
haven't... That's a long title.
That's a pretty big title. That's the word Genghis Khan means. Genghis means greatest universal king.
Oh, that's what it means?
Mm-hmm.
So everyone's like... Title. Everyone's wanting this light showdown. Let's see.
That sounds like something McMahon will give.
Genghis
greatest
Khan.
Universal king. Genghis. Can we just shorten it to Genghis?
No. The universe.
And it'll spin. The belt.
Genghis the universe. We have the great Kali. So Genghis Kali.
Genghis Kali. Kali. Ah. Hmm? Well, I see what you did there.
the showdown. The showdown happens. And you have all the three actors.
Jamukha.
What does Jamukha mean?
Jamukha? Is it Jamukha? Jamukha?
Jamukha,
Jamukha.
I'm learning, bro.
You have Jamukha and you have what would soon be Genghis Khan.
Okay.
And
face to face. This is the first time that they're going to really go at it?
This is the rumble. This is the second rumble in the jungle.
This is the ultimate. This is the showdown.
This is legit. There's no scattering on this, bitch. Mm-mm.
There must be a winner.
Mm. Yeah. And you have everything here. So Punjabi you have like you have priests and like mystical men like with drums and like the whole nine yards.
Word.
And they're supposedly controlling the weather. And
it's the WrestleMania of
Ironically,
trying to summon the god of the sky, Tengri.
The Hardy Boys are ready.
ironically, it does start to thunder and lightning. It does start raining and thunder and lightning. Some of Jemuka's followers take this as a sign that the gods are on Temujin's side and not his.
All Mongols at this point fear the lightning. Mm-hmm. It's the scariest thing when you're out in the open plains.
And yeah, sure. People probably get hit right now.
Their most powerful god is Tengri, god of the sky. Mm-hmm. It's very similar to Krom in Conan. Mm-hmm. You don't pray to Tengri because that's a sign that you're weak. Mm. You just respect and fear Tengri.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you have some of Jemuka's men being a bit shaky. And then the battle starts and you have Temujin and he just has some of the most spectacular, like, if you ever want to look at like a battle, he is just spectacular in this battle. He changes formations, they start off with like guerrilla, like these kind of guerrilla warfare things where like a horde of horses will come, take down some and go, and then come back and all these circulations, so they don't know what's going on.
Okay.
And eventually, like, Jemuka, he changes his formation to a massive line, so Temujin just changes his formation into this big blockade that just comes through with like horses firing arrows upon arrows upon arrow. It's just spectacular, like what he did in this battle. It's just, if you ever want to know why Genghis Khan was Genghis Khan, just look at this battle.
It's called the Great War?
No.
What is it called?
Just a fight? I mean, yeah, it's just really just the battle between Jemuka and Genghis.
Yeah.
Jemuka.
But it's just amazing. But Temujin wins.
Really?
Oh, yeah, spoiler. I know. Spoilers. Right? Temujin wins. And at this point,
does he kill Jemuka?
Oh, well, Jemuka gets away.
Oh, he gets away. Of course he does.
He gets away.
I'll get you next time.
Oh, he does get him eventually. Like, he does get it. A little while later, he gets him, and Jemuka asks for an honorable death, and he abides and cuts that off. And that's really all that happens to Jemuka.
She just ruined it. She had the next story. So I'm not going to go over, so I'm just going to give you the spoiling.
It basically just teams with another tribe called the Kira Kitai, and that's about it.
Yeah, somebody like finds him and
he has a Stannis Baratheon ending where he just shows up.
Where are the jerks in all this?
They're done. And so this is why the region is called Mongolia, because the Mongols are going to be the only
tribe.
Wait,
did I miss out when the jerks got killed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When did they get killed?
You know, the wrestler got his back broken.
Oh, that, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Bui.
Yeah, Bui.
But yeah, well, they didn't all get killed. They got integrated into the Mongolian, the Mongols, you know? They're integrated.
I would kill all the jerks.
And so this is where they become the great horde of Khan.
Yeah, and he earns the title of Genghis Khan. Dun, dun, dun. and then he goes on to do many other things that I think we'll probably have to get into at another time, because he does many other things after this.
We can do the Golden Age of the Khan next show. That's fine.
Yeah, yeah. We
haven't even started conquering China yet.
No shit, the guy doesn't even have the name Genghis yet.
That was just the Genghis Khan origin story. That was like
this
the
is
Casino
the prequel,
Royale,
right.
Batman
this is
Begins.
The end, is this like bro. Star Wars? Is this like 9 episodes?
It's episode 1, 2, and 3 yeah. combined.
So the rest of the stuff does happen in a much shorter space of time. Like he's like 45?
Yeah,
45. When it kicks in.
So he's got 20
Genghis
more years
Khan.
To conquer. Wow.
Yeah, but he does so much with the younger version.
We've done 45 years in an hour. Yeah. I think that's pretty good.
That's amazing. That's
When he fights, he's in his 40s already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just sitting in his 40s. Just getting there. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So now we get to the juicy stuff.
Now we're going to get to the Game of Thrones stuff you've heard of.
Yes, that's what I like.
Dan can do that.
Oh, I love that stuff. Hey, everybody, so this has been Devils in the Details, the Mongolian episode, the Genghis episode. What do you want to call this, Claire?
Who are the Mongols?
The Mongols.
The Mongols?
Who are the Mongols?
Who are the Mongols? And why were they awesome?
Make sure you follow us on Twitter and Instagram, The Devils Deets, at The Devils Deets. Facebook, follow us on PFT Media Group and follow the shows, our brothers and sisters that are on the PFT Media, Cinema Crespedizo, What the Fuzz, The Major Scale, Scotch and Good Conversation, Simon Time, Trivia Time, Tidbits, State of the Beer Union, Lady Raptastic, Hit up the patreon.com at Crespo Diso.
Also, if you search Big Tim Murphy, you get his shows too.
Oh, Tim's have some shows?
He's got This Week in Chicken Sandwiches and My Unlikely Friends with Big Tim Murphy. But if you just search Big Tim Murphy, they're both in the same feed.
Come on, hold up.
There's a comedy show called This Week in Chicken Sandwiches. He records that live behind Bull and Bush every Wednesday.
Is that a serial drama?
It's an interview show, My Unlikely Friends with Big Tim Murphy.
Nice. Really? Yeah. Is he doing this at a all-you-can-eat shrimp place at Big
Lobster? Not yet. Don't say never. Never say never.
That's his third show. Big Tim just left one show to just try and create like seven shows.
The Big Tim Empire.
Nothing more American than an all-you-can-eat restaurant.
Oh, you want to go?
No. I eat one plate and I'm like, oh, I'm full. I am not the person you take to an all-you-can-eat.
I feel like it's such a waste of money when you do those kind of things.
Yeah, if you do the sushi
I don't eat that much.
Have you done the sushi?
Oh, you can eat sushi. That's the best.
The one on 50? On
I don't know that one. I'm just saying in general.
Anyway, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Also available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn. Am I missing something here? No, we good?
No.
Instagram.
I didn't even time that.
Yeah.
Oh, Jackson's is best.
Aww. Oh.
Then send my best to Dan and the crew.
What a
Thanks, Jack.
Ask him what movie makes him cry.
Well, right now. I'll ask him, and then I'll let you know next time.
Next time on episode 2, you'll find out.
It'll be an animal one, I bet you, because he's a big sucker for the animals.
Turner and Hooch? Canine? Oh,
yeah.
Gremlins.
Nah. Gremlins makes you cry for another reason.
Rocky Balboa.
Oh my god, we did watch that. We watched that the other night.
The scene that gets me every single time is the one, and at the beginning, when Polly and him are getting that argument, it's like, why do you always hate me? Because you was so good to her, and I was so mean to her. And I'm like, oh, you don't have any redemption, Polly. I feel so bad.
No. You're mad because she left you. She didn't leave me. She died.
That movie was his redemption.
Oh. Yeah. All right, guys. Anyway. This has been Devils in the Details. Pedro Lima, Dan Pereira, Clara Sinclair, Cinema Crespo Diso, and all my snaps.
Snappity snap.
Waiting on you, Beyonce.
Bitch.
A PFT Media production.